Be nice to have those guys back.
Aaron Rodgers, you get your wish. Boy, are we glad to see the Zebras back, the real ones. No offense to the replacements, they were horrible. So, it still has to be voted on by the union, but bye-bye replacements. It's only a matter of when, what happens on the Thursday night game. It looks like the regular crew is going to be back in action. So, after 2 days of pizzas, Red Bulls, marathon negotiations, and mounting frustrations among the coaches, players, and fans, it looks like the NFL and the referees union have finally turned things around. And that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all the nooks and crannies and all of our fans in Beijing who are sending me notes and presents. You don't have to send me presents. I don't need any of your stuff, but thanks for listening. Isn't that wild? A lot of people in the UK, too, and in other parts of the world. Welcome to the show. So the NFL, the timing couldn't be better, and we talk about it. You know, it is one of our biggest industries in the United States. A lot of people actually survive and thrive on the NFL. A lot of people that were out of work that have part-time jobs at some of these stadiums, decent jobs where they work for certain vendors, they were working. The replacement refs didn't affect them, but they still are breathing a sigh of relief because there was whispers about boycotts and more problems perhaps at some of the stadiums. That it doesn't get to that, though. The Monday night debacle, which Aaron Rodgers was part of, the Green Bay loss to Seattle, the confusion and the nonsense that ensued throughout really the weekend was it. So Roger Goodell finally got off of his duff and made it happen. He was at the bargaining table Tuesday, Wednesday, and said the regulars would call the Browns-Ravens game at Baltimore on Thursday night in Baltimore. So this is the scoop on the deal, because this is unions again. Remember, we had a union expert. If you didn't hear the show, we had a union expert on to talk about the breakdown with American Airlines and also with the NFL. So it's a tentative 8-year deal. It has to be ratified, I mentioned that, by 121 members, so 51% of the 121. They're going to vote on Friday and Saturday, and it's a good thing because the key terms, besides the 8-year deal, besides that, the benefit pension plan stays in place through 2016, and the defined benefit plan then is frozen, because that was part of the problem. The whole, of course, like everywhere else, it's about the pension. And see, here's the thing. Game officials that start with an average of more than $18,000 a game, it increases to $23,000 in 2019. This is for a pension. And then they match that for the whole 401k thing. You don't want to know all the numbers because then you just get fumed. It's bad. It's bad because it's good for them. And besides the whole benefit thing, they get a pay increase from an average of $149,000. That's what they're making in 2011, some more than that, to $173,000 in 2013, and then check this out, 2019, $205,000. $205,000 is what they'll get in 2019. That's pretty good work if you can get it, don't you think? Now, you know, inflation and all that, you have to throw that in there to be fair, and that's what they'll end up with finally at the end of the line there. So replacement refs have been used before in the NFL. Remember the first week of games in 2001 before they reached a deal. But the officials from 2001 came from higher levels of college football, Division I, and big conferences they worked in. The refs, now the replacement refs, they couldn't keep up with the game. They didn't know the calls. It was, just very, very sad. So the big news here right at the top is the NFL just a short while ago solved the dilemma. They reach the agreement. It just has to be voted on, but that shouldn't be a problem because they got the terms that they wanted. Mitt Romney, as we seg into politics of a different sort, wants Ohio, but what he wants and what he will get could be two different things. This is the all-out war zone. Everybody wants a piece of Ohio. Wonder if Ohio is feeling the love. In Ohio, there are towns that are just flat out struggling. I mean, struggling like they're back in the Depression. So lots of visits by Romney, lots of visits by Obama. Romney tried to let voters know that he's going to do more to improve their lives. His approach is, you know, my back's up against the wall. I understand, just like you, Obama leads in the polls in Ohio, and there's been a little bit of a backslide from Romney over the past couple of weeks. Remember, coming out of the Republican convention, he had really gotten a big bounce, as most people do when they come out of a convention. In fact, McCain got actually more of a bounce with the whole Sarah Palin thing. If you remember, that was at its high level mark right after the convention in 2008. So Romney's trying to fight the polls and trying to focus on a couple of key areas. So he's not giving up on Ohio, and he's not worried about the backlash from that video where he trashed Obama supporters as government-dependent victims. Remember that whole thing with the 47%? I think that's kind of in his rearview mirror, but did it damage him the last 2 weeks? I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. Maybe a little bit, but he answered all the questions too. But it's the public polling. It's the crush. It's the, you know, forget that and we've got to focus on what we're doing. In fact, his campaign people, they're saying that they're just focusing on, they're just getting in their own groove and they're not worrying about it. But this is a fact. A state, this has not happened. The Ohio. Obama's momentum seems to be growing there. And it's a state where no Republican has won the White House without carrying it. So never in our history has anybody who's worn the R, have they ever gone to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue unless they got Ohio. So he's going to Columbus, he's going to Cleveland, he did all those states. Toledo, same thing, going to college crowds at Bowling Green and Kent State. Talking about casting ballots next week because you can do that early. Remember, early voting has already begun in two dozen states. He's in an ad right now, Romney is, and it's playing in Ohio, where he peels straight, you know, he looks right to the camera and just does some plain talk thing to kind of contrast himself with the president and says, you know, I know there's people in our country who are hurting right now. I want to help them. I know what it takes. I care about the people of America. And the difference between me and Barack Obama is I know what to do. How about that? From the I Know What to Do department, does Romney trump and Obama because of his business background? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're just getting started. We're pulling out. Rev up your engines. More to come.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good day, Peter Kranchnovel from Midas Resources. Today is September 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,761.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,804.99, $902.50 for a half ounce, and $451.25 for a quarter ounce. $1,804.99, $902.50, and $451.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To win Ohio, because he knows the statistic that I told you about, that Republicans that win Ohio win the White House. But it doesn't have to be some kind of a superstition or a jinx, does it? It doesn't have to be. The polls don't look great, but it's not about the polls. It's about the vote. It's about the vote. But I will tell you, so you know, in Ohio, two surveys show the president over the 50% mark among likely voters. A Washington Post poll found Obama ahead 52% to 44% among those most likely to turn out. If you go to CBS News, New York Times, their poll, it's a 10-point Obama lead among definite voters. So, Romney's got a too bad, where he looks in the camera at 60 seconds. It's a little bit softer. He talks about people struggling to pay for food, gas, with failing incomes that you know, keep falling down. And I think it's smart to kind of go in that direction, because Ohio, you know, that's about manufacturing there. All the things that they manufacture, like metal beams and steel wire and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just been kicked so hard. I mean, so terrible. While you had Mitt Romney out stumping all over Ohio. You also had Obama, who was at two college basketball arenas, and there were crowds of 5,000 at Bowling Green and 6,000 at Kent State. So it's been a wild, wild couple of days. And it's going to get wilder, especially since next week is the first debate. And I've already mentioned this. If you had the crack, what do you think the focus should be? What would, you know, three of your questions be if you were the person who was moderating this debate? National debt, jobs, jobs, jobs. I would, you know, even start with something like Ohio. So obviously you both have been to Ohio a gazillion times. Oh, Ohio, that's where your baby, you're all heading there. I mean, how many more miles have they put on the frequent flyer card in Ohio than any place else? I think Ohio and Iowa. For a long time, you know, Iowa, Iowa, Iowa. But it's Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. Excuse me. And they're both trying to claim that they're going to really turn the economy around, that there are jobs in the horizon. But the question is, you know, who really has the answer? That's what people want to hear. We want to hear the answer. We want to know the specifics. And I guess for me, that's what I hope you get in the debates, more specifics so that they can be looked at, excuse me, as to, you know, who really has the right, who really is headed in the right direction, has gone a little bit deeper and dug a little bit deeper. They actually got the shovel out. They didn't have somebody dig the well for them, if you know what I mean. All right, if you have any debate questions or what you think the focus should be, please give me a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I mentioned about the NFL wrapping up. Ooh, there's a lot of gamblers that are excited tonight about that because they took it on the chin with the Green Bay loss against Seattle, and the wise guys or the not so wise guys in Vegas were just drowning in it. Gamblers would have said that Green Bay would have been a lock, and they didn't account for replacement players officiating so poorly. But now that's history. That's in our rearview mirror, and it's a question of Thursday night, the referees are back. Here's my prediction, that when the referees step onto the field, never does this really happen unless somebody gets hurt or they fall down to the ground, you know, fall down to the ground and look like they're hurt. I think that the referees get an ovation. I do. I think that the referees are going to get an ovation on Thursday night because people are that fumed. If you're a football fan and you also are furious with what's going on in the country, then you got two things that are coming at you. You have two things that are eating you alive. So I'm almost positive that we'll see something like that. The fans on sports radio, I've listened a few times, they were frothing at the mouth over what happened on Monday night. So now it doesn't matter. Now it's over and they're back, and it'll make a huge difference at the Browns-Ravens game in Baltimore. And if I know those Baltimore fans, I think they'll get a standing ovation. A standing ovation. All right, GPS and privacy. I got to bring this up at the top because this is one of the craziest stories that I've heard. Somebody sent me a text today, and I actually thought they were joking around, and I was thinking Halloween, a prank, they're kidding me, because it was kind of a friend in the business who is known to try to mislead me about something that's happening, thinking that I'll take the bait. I didn't take the bait this time around, but I looked it up. Nestle is using GPS inside of its candy bars to track customers for sweepstakes so that you can't finagle around it. They put tracking devices in 6 candy bars. They did it in England. And when the wrappers are opened, when each are open, it goes off, and then they know, they can determine who the winners are. They know their exact locations. Is that creepy to anyone? I don't know. They're doing it. Kit Kat, Yorkie bars, and Aero bars is what they're doing it. They say that it has, there's a secret control room Doesn't that sound bad? There's a secret control room at the Nestle Village. When you unwrap the candy, it scrambles a team of people who will then immediately track you down. That's creepy. I don't know. That just sounds creepy to me. Am I making too much of it? Am I making too much? So when that happens, they get in a helicopter, they find the bar and give the owner $16,000. Hopefully the people who are eating these candy bars aren't in weird places and in compromising positions, or, you know, I don't know, some kid under a bed sneaking a candy bar. I'm just thinking out loud the places where you could be eating candy. I mean, it could just be as simple as you're on the links and here comes a helicopter. I don't know. I think it's a little creepy, but it's, I guess, good for the whole GPS thing. And it plays that up that, okay, you're definitely the winner. We can find you. What if somebody opens it? Well, this would be me, because I don't really eat candy. What if somebody opens the candy and just tosses the wrapper, throws the wrapper out? How quickly can they get to you? The wrapper's in a garbage can somewhere, and they're going to look around and try to figure out who's most likely to have thrown that wrapper away. I'm thinking out loud. I'm just saying that could absolutely happen. When people eat candy bars, don't they usually chuck the wrapper? Hopefully the wrapper says something on it, too, like, don't throw me out. And maybe it's gold. Maybe there's something different in the color of the wrapper when it's open. But that's what I think happens, because people throw their candy away, or throw their wrappers away. So if you're throwing your wrapper away, then you're throwing away $16,000. Oh, I don't know. It rubs me wrong. Nestle with the GPS inside the bars, tracking the winners, showing up in a helicopter. What else are they going to be tracking us with in the near future? So be careful when you're out there, because it's coming to the U.S. It's coming to the U.S., and they're hoping sometime soon after they really test this thing out in England. So I'm going to say it'll be here before you know it. It'll absolutely is going to be here. All right, here are the numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're talking about the debates. We're mixing in conversations about the NFL refs and whatever else you want to talk about here, as you always have a chance to vent with me on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Kate, 855-266-5283. Let's sail out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
You caught me, I know.
You caught me right in the middle of something here.
I love it.
I was going to say a bad girl, but you're not.
All right. What's up?
Well, all kinds of things. Did you know, besides the 10,000 things that Obama has done to put restrictions on people having businesses, such as, you know, all the regulation and everything, all the little new regulations that he's put forward, you all use the Internet, lots of you. And, well, you know, occasionally I do too, but Obama wants to get his hands on a shut-off switch where he can declare a national emergency and grab that. And then here's the next one. Do you know they're trying to do an end-around run on Congress to put GPS tracking on all new cars?
I do know that, yes. We've talked about it. That's terrible. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I don't like Big Brother getting on my back.
No,
on some of the questions that Romney should ask him. I'm just at a loss because I don't know what's going to happen. We got left-wing news media that are just members of the Democratic Party that are going to do the moderating, and they're going to do all kinds of softball questions for our president. And then they'll say things like, why are you still being your wife to Romney or something like that? So that's the way that's going to go.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they'll ask. They'll be a little bit better than that. Crowley's doing one of them, and I think she might be okay. But I don't know. I you're right. Sometimes the questions seem to be very cockamamie.
Well, that's what it was during the primaries. I mean,
yes.
I see how they were there. But I'm glad that they settled the strike with the football players. That just makes my day. Do we have the last hour of your show? We're going to pick the thing today, or
yes, the next hour, nail the score.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll be calling back for that. And let's see, what else was I going to say?
You forgot.
I had something I wanted to
check, joke.
A joke. Well, let's see.
America's waiting, Dan. In Connecticut, they've fallen asleep.
Okay. Hang on.
Hang on. You better not be looking up a joke. Are you looking up a joke?
No, I'm not. No, okay. Oh, look, I'll just do a quickie. What's a 900-pound canary say in a dark alley?
What?
Here, kitty.
Weak, Dan. We'll talk to you in our next hour. It is a good time to remind you, nail the score. Call in randomly. We pick the game of the week, and you can win some serious swag from America Tonight and bragging rights. Steve in Mississippi. Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Hello, Steve.
No, it's Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. It said Steve. I'm sorry. I recognize your voice, Stacy. What's up, Stacy?
Yeah, the old country hillbilly. Anyway, talking GPS, I'm going to try to say it fast. I ain't going to make everybody wait. Anyway, I wish to do a GPS. What would happen if he's reelected again? I can almost tell you, it'd be almost like Hitler being here. Your hunting rights would all be gone. It'd almost be like Hitler being here. You're going to be able to see a world of hell. And the only thing, just like somebody texted me, well, I'll go with a picture of the only person it says in a picture of Obama, says the only person dumber than me is the people that voted for me. that guy is going to destroy this country. I've been a Democrat all my life until that man was elected. I would never vote Democrat again. I'd vote for a bulldog first. We have got to get this man out of office. If not, he is going to destroy our country. Hindsight's 2020. But it's going to be too late then. We've got to get him out of office and get him out of office now.
Well, you know what, Stacey's got to win. He's got to win places like Ohio. You know, that's why the push for Ohio. If Romney's going to have any chance at all of getting in, he has to defy the polls. And, yes, the polls can be twisted in different directions. Okay, sure, I'll give you that. With some of the news media the organizations that throw in both directions, conservative and much more liberal. But there is something to the numbers. That's why the people who are trying to help Romney get elected or help Obama get elected, that's why they focus on that. They're watching. What would the likely voters do? If the polls were awfully skewed and never correct, then they wouldn't pay for the polls because they have to pay for that information. The pollsters wouldn't make the kind of crazy, silly monopoly money they make if they were completely inaccurate. This is the deal. The deal is, if Romney were to beat Obama, it would be shocking. It would be shocking to a lot of people who handicap this stuff that I have talked to way too much during this election season, because he has to win a big one. He has to hit a big, he's got to clear the board in a couple of the big states and the swing states. So that would mean that the Republicans who are disenfranchised, who say they don't want to vote, would have to vote. It would mean that that people like Stacey, who just said he was a Democrat and he just didn't like Obama, he voted Democrat his entire life until Obama, there would have to be more people like that. There would have to be people who jump sides. And there would have to be a massive voter turnout that we never get in this country because it's about the Electoral College, the electoral votes, and that goes down the way of the vote in the big states that we're talking about. So Florida, Ohio, California, not significant because we know what's going to happen with California. So really, Florida in play, Virginia in play, Ohio in play, Pennsylvania in play. And he would have to really get to 270. Get to 270, and it'll be a much different a story. But at this point, it's not looking good. That's why the Republicans, Rents Priebus, the RNC chair, that's why he's focusing on the debate, saying the debates, get people to watch the debates and pray that Romney just really kicks it. Push people to watch, push people to pay attention to it, get more people tuned into the debates. Like really what happened with the Republicans during the primary, it was ridiculous. It was like debate palooza. 20-some debates that for that entire time just seemed crazy once things kicked off in New Hampshire. So that's why pushing to have more people watch, to perhaps change the conversation, to change maybe the fate of Romney. But the secret video, you know, whether we think who taped that and isn't it convenient when they release it or whatever, it doesn't matter. If it, once it's out there and whatever damage has happened since then, and it's about damage control. Because if I'm a Democratic strategist, I don't want to be too mean about it because I don't want to rough him up. I just want to kind of stay back and let things unfold. But I'm letting it unfold and saying that, okay, this is the guy who can't relate to the common man because he's not common. He has nothing to do with the middle class, and just keep pushing him that way. Well, the Republicans talk about the business side of it. So who wins out? Which scenario wins out? The people who might be undecided, the people who might jump ship and vote in a different direction. Yeah, you know, that's what you have to ask yourself. Which one of the two is more plausible, more believable, and will make people think differently and decide they're going to vote in a different way than they normally vote. Let's put it that way, than they normally vote. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, don't forget in our next hour we have Nail the Score. But before we get to Nail the Score, we're going to be talking with a writer from Sports Illustrated about actually a little bit about what's going on with the NHL and their own woes, their own labor problems, a little bit about the replacement refs and everything that's happened there, but also the lore of those famous Army-Navy games. Remember that if you go back in history, in fact, when I was doing research for my book, I looked up a lot of college stuff because college and asked people stories and did some research on it because college games, I mean, that was it. And college still rocks and there's still tons of fans and alums come out and all of that. But it used to be a whole different thing where you dressed up, went to the games, and the Army-Navy game, the tradition of that used to be played in Philadelphia always. My family went to it or watched it, and we had more naval people than Army people in my family, but we still had some, and it for weeks it would be the big build-up to the game, the arguing over, you know, who was going to win, all that sort of stuff. So the history of the Army game, the big Army game back in the late 50s, we're going to talk about that with Mark Beach, who is also a writer for Sports Illustrated. The timing couldn't be better, huh? As right before we talked to him just a few hours ago, we know that things wrapped up with the NFL and the officials, and it looks like they've got this sewed up, this agreement, because they're going to be back to work on Thursday. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Mark Beach here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know my love of football, football of all sorts. How about this? New book out called The Last Golden Season of Army Football. The author, Mark Beach, is with us. Boy, there's a... Growing up in Philadelphia, I heard a lot about Army, Navy, and I had a lot of family that followed Army football. Mark, thanks for popping on the show.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Okay, so the question is for you, what drew you to the subject matter? What was it about Army football that made you say, I'm going to write about this?
Well, you know, I grew up with Army football. My dad was seniors with the guys on the seniors on this team. He was a classmate of the seniors on this team. And so he had this yearbook that I always flipped to when I was a kid, and I grew up knowing about this team. And in the 70s, it was unthinkable, you know, that Army football had ever been undefeated, number one for a while, and had a Heisman Trophy winner, which this team had all of that, plus this offense that sort of was the sensation of college football that year. And so that was, I knew all about that, and I always, you know, had an idea to write about this team, but that was the inspiration. I didn't decide on it until later.
And back in it, and there's no question that back in the day, Army football was the team. That, I mean, people all over were following Army, weren't they?
Oh yeah, geez, you know, you go way back in college football history to the early part of the century, and you know, there's people like Charlie Graves, you know, Army football players who were the, you know, influential in college football, you know, for years afterwards. Robert Neyland, General Neyland, who went on to Tennessee and was a great coach, was a West Point guy. Red Blake, was a West Point guy, and Red Blake was, of course, a dominant coach, you know, a prodigious winner, and a coach of coaches. You know, 22 guys in his staff went on to be head men at college or pro programs, including Vince Lombardi and Sid Gilman, two guys who shaped the modern NFL.
Yeah, no kidding. So you look at 58, and it's funny when people look back at old clips of that year. What, you know, what, besides the fact that the fans were so rabid and there were so many, you notice the way they acted, how dressed up they were. I mean, that was part of the thing. You dressed to go to the games, didn't you?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I saw a highlight film from the Rice game that had a shot of the crowd, and it was over 80 degrees in the stadium, you know, on the field, because at Rice, the field is actually below ground level. And so it's this airless place that really doesn't get any wind, and so it gets really hot and humid in there. And there are guys, you know, shirt sleeves. They've got those short sleeve shirts, but it's the 50s, so they've got these little skinny black ties on. It was really, you know, people took it seriously. College football was the game. Pro football was still kind of a Sunday afternoon sideshow, and college football was what brought people out, you know, raccoon coats, the whole thing.
Yeah. After 1958, things kind of changed in football. I wrote a book called Level the Playing Field, and I talked a little bit about that. But what did you see in your research that happened?
Well, you know, in a month after Army beat Navy in 58 to finish the season undefeated, the Colts beat the Giants in overtime on national TV for the NFL championship. And to everybody's great surprise, that game drew 45 million people. Viewers, which was unheard of at the time. And so the people in the NFL whose TV contracts at that time were on an individual team basis, you know, in small markets for hundreds of thousands of dollars at most, began to look at seriously getting a real TV deal for the league, where they would sign one deal for the whole game and everybody would share evenly at that. And that was Pete Rozelle's big thing when he became commissioner. And that, more than anything, changed college football, at Army anyway, because, you know, you had the AFL come in a few years earlier, and with all the money flying around, those guys just began competing for draft picks, and there's a service commitment at the service academies. It was 3 years then, it's 5 years now, and that's just too much time to wait after you're done with college to play pro football. Guys want that money now.
Oh, yeah, and can you blame them? So Mark, when I have a different perspective after covering the Cowboys and the Giants for so long, and you, of course, covered sports across the board. You were an editor and writer at Sports Illustrated for 12 years. Sports Illustrated is the Bible of sports. I never went a day when I was a kid without, you know, looking in the mailbox for Sports Illustrated and when it was coming. What was it like for you when you first started at SI?
You know, I started at SI in 97, and I'm the NHL and horse racing editor now. I've done a little bit of everything, you know, written a ton of, you know, ton of stuff there, and I started as a fact checker. I was a, you know, stories come in, and you, you know, there's somebody in the office whose job is to go over every line and every word in that story and confirm it. So if there's a mistake in SI, the magazine takes it seriously because, you know, that's our credibility is our big thing. And so, you know, if somebody says I played a 3-iron to the green or, you know, from 120 yards, like you confirm 3-iron, 120 yards. You confirm spelling as of names, the simple stuff. And also it gets complicated. You know, I had a classmate or a friend at Sports Illustrated who had to call somebody on Super Bowl Sunday and ask this kind of sort of intricate question right before the big game, you know. She was lucky to get him on the phone at all, and it's sort of an amazing place.
You know, you work with the great Peter King, and Pete King is, we went to the same college different times, but he's just amazing. It's just amazing the way he works, and is he not the best when it comes to football?
Peter knows his stuff. I mean, people forget this. Peter came as an NFL reporter and writer for the magazine, and he's made his hay that way, but they sent him to Seoul to cover the Olympics in 1988, I think it was. And, you know, this is long before I got there, but this story is legendary. You know, Peter, the night Ben Johnson got busted for, steroids, Peter was tracking the details on that story down and really got stuff that nobody else had. And you know, that's the versatility. Peter is, first of all, a great reporter. He knows everybody. Everybody knows Peter. And he's got that gift, you know, that, you know, people tell him things. It's really amazing. So I don't, you know, he's an original. There's nobody like him at SI, and there's nobody else like him out there, period.
Yeah, I agree. The situation we have going on now in football, you're talking about covering NHL and horse racing. I got a funny story to tell you about that, just coincidentally, that here we are meeting on the air. But replacement referees and what's now happening with the game, and we saw the culmination of it, I think, really on Monday night, Seattle taking that win over Green
That's
Bay
right.
and people furious. How long do you think before this wraps up? Do you think I heard maybe the fifth week, and I heard maybe this week.
Well, you know, I would expect it to happen sooner rather than later. I'm not sure how much the NFL thinks that they can push this because, you know, I didn't think Bountygate and Spygate were good things, you know, and when the commissioner came out and said that, you know, he protects the shield and he looks out for the integrity of the game in those instances, I believed him. And what he's doing now is I just can't see it. You know, so I, you know, that doesn't speak to a game that really values integrity too much. So I think that perception is not, I'm not alone in that, and I think they've got to settle that soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we move to your favorite sport on the ice, the NHL lockout.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We had the former owner of the Florida Panthers, Stu Siegel. He wrote an essay for us in Scorecard this week that's all about what he thinks needs to happen. And he was very clear that it's not just owners versus players. I mean, what people aren't talking about, you know, arguing over percentages of hockey-related revenue that they're going to go one way or another, they're talking about revenue sharing. And it's, in some ways, it's the owners of the Rangers and teams like that against the new owner of the Panthers and small market teams like that. Because, you know, they can lower the percentages, was Stu's point, to 50-50. And that's still not going to help the small market guys cover, you know, their what they have to pay. Because they only have 50% of their money to pay hundreds of employees, you know, including a highly paid president and general manager, as well as you know, pay to freeze the ice, you know, and pay for all the concession workers. You know, it's a lot of stuff the owners have to pay for. And so I think that's one thing people are missing a bit is in some ways, you know, and behind the scenes, that's why Gary Bettman is forbidden talking among the owners publicly, is it's owner versus owner.
Yeah, oh yeah. And so they want to prevent that from anything else leaking out of it, especially with Bettman.
That's right. They want a united front against the players, and Bettman's going to make sure they have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Pick up the book, When Saturday Mattered Most, the last golden season of Army football. You can get it Amazon, anywhere where books are sold. Mark Beach, what a delight. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.